look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, we're looking at the communion and glory which members of the invisible church have at death, or as the shorter catechism answers this question, what benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? What is the communion and glory with Christ which the members of the invisible church enjoy immediately after death? The communion and glory which the members of the invisible church enjoy immediately after death is in that their souls are then made perfect in holiness and received into the highest heavens, where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies, which even in death continue united to Christ, and rest in their graves as in their beds, till, at the last day, they being again united to their souls, whereas the souls of the wicked are at their death cast into hell, where they remain in torments and utter darkness, and their bodies kept in their graves as in their prisons, till the resurrection and judgment of the great day. And so the communion and glory which members of the invisible church have. And so just as we saw talking about in this life, now we're talking at death. What happens at death? We enter into what is unhelpfully called the intermediate state, because it leads to all kinds of speculations and looking at various elements of this. And so let's restrict ourselves to what Scripture clearly teaches. So, immediately after death. So, there is no, you know, soul sleep, as some want to hold. There is a continued consciousness, just that your soul and your body are separated. And so, we'll get to the body in a moment. Let's start with what happens to your soul. And I'm not, nor is the confession weighing into the, is the body as a person bipartite or tripartite. I think the bipartite is the easiest one to get around and to understand. You have the material and you have the immaterial. You have an essential unity, but you have the two elements. You have your body, you have your soul, your spirit, however you want to do it. I don't make a distinction between the soul and the spirit. I see them as looking at different aspects of the immaterial. But that's something that we can continue to discuss long over and doesn't really matter. But we just know that there's a visible and an invisible element to each person. And so we can think of it this way. That part which medicine and medical technology can reach into is the physical, the body. That which it cannot is the soul, that which animates, which gives life. So your soul, after death, is made perfect in holiness. And to the assembled of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And so that we have here this, the distinction between, this is the heavenly assembly, that each Lord's Day when you gather with the saints, you actually gather together with the saints you can see, but you are also gathered around the throne of God in heaven with the angels and those who have been made perfect at death. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And so Stephen had the expectation, as he's being stoned to death for the name of Christ, to immediately enter into Christ's presence. And they are received in the highest heavens. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart to be with Christ, for that is far better. So Paul is again teaching and expecting that when he dies, he will immediately enter into the presence of God, because there they will, that's where you will behold and have what's called the beatific vision, the blessed vision, sight of God's face. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Yes, someday these eyes will not need glasses. We're about to transition to talking about the body. And yes, these eyes will see the Lord face to face. But even before that, my soul shall, and so shall yours if you are in Christ. And your body, still in the grave, you know, so we will await the full redemption of their bodies at the last day. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. And so it's not, so yes, we have been adopted. When we were justified, we were adopted, and we have all the rights and privileges of the sons of God. But we await the last judgment when we shall have that full redemption of our bodies. So, but in death, our body continues united to Christ. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And so our bodies are resting in their graves as beds. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. And so our body is resting in the grave. Just had a crazy thought. If you go to some parts of Europe, because it's been continuously inhabited for thousands of years, what you'll find is that when you are buried, you remain in the ground for just a few years, and then after, I don't know how long it is, but after so many years, they actually exhume the bodies. And so you go under some grave, some churches in Germany, I know, for example, you'll have one room which will have the skull room, and you'll have all these skulls that are ornately painted, and it'll have your name and your day of birth and your day of death, and this will have the bone, the skulls all stacked. And another room will have the leg bones, another will have the arm bones, and I just got the funny picture of, you know, going from Ezekiel's Valley of Dry Bones, of just these churches where all the rattling of these bones being shot back together on the day of judgment. But I digress. After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me. And so Job says, I shall see God. The souls of the wicked are at death, cast into hell, where they remain in torments and utter darkness. So we see that, and likewise, those who are alienated from God do not have soul sleep either. They immediately pass into judgment. But their bodies kept in the graves as prisons till the resurrection on the great day of judgment. And so their bodies, their souls and bodies are separated. And so, in Hades being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger into water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. To which Abraham comments, there's a great chasm fixed so that very thing cannot happen. But notice that Lazarus' joy is full, undiminished, and yet he's in sight of hell, because he sees in hell the vindication of the righteous. to take the place in his ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. So Judas turned aside when he hanged himself. He entered into this torment. And angels who did not stay within their own position of authority but left the proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. And so we see in this Christ immediately cast into judgment those who are alienated from Christ. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.